Okay, starting at 5, Representative Foster and Mulder, Senator Sharp, former member of this higher body. Thank you for coming. You got the bill here. You'll go ahead and start into it, Senator, and give us a little background, and hopefully by the time you're done, we'll have enough here to move it out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. This bill originated last year, a request by a... Let me just go this whole thing. Under current statute, the state's prohibited from disposing of or leasing state land within 5 miles of the right-of-way of the Dalton Highway. The state has recently acquired several parcels of land in this area under the statehood selection allocation process, yet it cannot be leased or purchased. As far as the new parcels are concerned. This is in spite of the fact that the previous owner, the federal BLM, did lease parcels in these areas. And there are leases existing that will soon be up for renewal, which the state would be unable to do. And there's some that have just recently, during the process of transfer from the feds to the state, have expired and would be desirable to reissue them. This bill started in this, I introduced it when in the summer of 1992, Summit Telephone Company, a real small company in the interior, applied to the Alaska Public Utilities Commission for certification to provide telephone service to Coldfoot and Wiseman. BLM assured them they would not have any problem obtaining a long-term lease for a central switching office and a 60-foot radio tower at Coldfoot. Upon receiving certification from the Alaska Public Utilities Commission, Summit immediately went to the BLM to obtain the land lease. But by that time, they were told that the land surrounding Coldfoot had been transferred to the state of Alaska, and they would have to apply to the Department of Natural Resources to obtain the land that they wanted in the Coldfoot area. The Department of Natural Resources informed Summit Telephone that there could be no leasing or sale of land in the Coldfoot area because such disposal was prohibited by existing state statute, which is proposed to be amended in this bill. Also included in the land transfer was a transfer to the state of existing leaseholds and pending leasehold applications. The state is unable to renew existing leases as they expire or to consider new applications or accommodate legitimate state needs. Beside the Summit Telephone application, there are existing leases, some of which are Coldfoot. For instance, the Petrostar that has the Coldfoot Lodge there, their leases will be up down the road, several years down the road, and that's a 33-acre parcel, and that's the only roadhouse on the whole road north of the Yukon River. UNICAL has a staging area at Franklin Bluffs, and there are several other applications pending. The Fish and Game has a couple lots at Happy Valley that they've used for basing their enforcement aircraft there during hunting season. Those would need to be reaccommodated. The Department of Natural Resources has testified that the lands involved and subject to leasing or sale are located in areas where such activity is presently allowed, where leases are in existence or were in existence with the BLM. This is not development in any area that does not presently or did not have leases in the immediate area. And these areas are the 5 mile area on the Yukon River crossing, the Coldfoot Wiseman area, the Happy Valley, Franklin Bluffs area, and the Dead Horse area. Senate Bill 210 would modify this ban and allow the Department of Natural Resources to lease the land for non-residential development. It would allow the telephone service, the airport, the highway maintenance activities to proceed, as well as any other public service needs to be considered by the DNR in the public interest. That, Mr. Chairman, is the background of the purpose of the bill in a nutshell. There was an amendment made on the floor of the Senate that by Senator Curtula, and I agreed with him, this is a good place to build into the bill that there will not, the state will not pay for any utility relocation in the highway right away, that any utility getting a lease in this area, since there's none in existence at the present time, they're on notice that any future relocation of utilities in the road right away will be at their expense. And so it doesn't affect any utilities anywhere else in the state because it would be jeopardizing them retroactively by forcing them to pay for relocation. But this would be a start, and that was a concern that of the senator from Palmer. So that is in there, putting utilities on notice that if they build in a right-of-way and they have a lease, they are subject to relocate it at their expense. That's the only change made on the Senate floor.
Okay, we also have Representative Hudson here. Thank you, Bill. I've got one more coming down. Any questions of the sponsor?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Are we dealing, what are we?
CSSB 210 Finance, the Dalton.
Oh, all right. Okay, I was looking at Finkelstein's, and I said, this is not David Finkelstein.
Don't hit him, Bert.
I didn't even flinch.
Okay, any questions of the sponsor? Anybody in the audience have any comments, would like to testify or say anything on this? Does your staff support this, Phil? No, I'm just kidding. I have Representative Al Beasy here also. Do I hear a motion to move this bill out of committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Or first of all, I guess we're going to have to accept the CS, and then if it's the pleasure of the committee, consideration of the amendment. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, it's not a CS. It was amended on.
Right.
It was amended on the Senate floor.
Right.
So the one you have in front of you, I think, is
it
with the little AM behind it. I think is the correct bill.
Right. Okay. Do I hear a motion,
Mr. Chairman? First, is there a letter of intent that goes along with it, Bert? Or no?
I don't.
Or is that already in there? You.
I don't
see any.
Okay.
I don't believe right, so. The only action on the Senate floor was the Petula Amendment. Petula
Sharp. All right, okay. Amendment. So it was amended over on the floor over there. I got you. So it's in there. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Representative Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for SB 210 from the House Transportation Committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection?
And accompanying zero fiscal note.
Okay. We also have Representative Beasy here. We've got a quorum. No objections. No objections being noted. This bill is hereby moved out of this committee.
Thank you,
I appreciate your time, Mr. Sponsor, and it's good to see you again here.
Come up, visit me sometime.
Okay, we've got Resolution 12. Is there somebody here to carry that one? You are?
Hi.
You're the carrier?
I guess so.
Okay. If you can give us a little background on it.
Sure. We put lots of background in the packet, and I know recently the committee discussed natural gas vehicles. Basically, Representative Finkelstein thinks that it would be a good idea to have this resolution since Alaska does have a large natural gas resource base, and the state and the municipality of Anchorage, as well as the federal government, have been pushing the use of natural gas vehicles. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Okay, Representative Hudson or Beasy, I don't have any questions.
I don't really have any questions, but I kind of wonder really what we're trying to accomplish here.
Well,
I guess my question is, why?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Beasy, like I said, it's just something to show that the state is interested in pursuing the development of our natural gas resource and the development of natural gas vehicle use.
Well, that's all the whereas is, and the resolves are that we encourage the rapid development of natural gas fueling station infrastructure in Alaska. Do we really do that? I don't know anything we've really done that would encourage that.
Mr. Chairman, we, right now, I know the municipality is trying to get a fast fueling station besides the one that they have. That seems to be a the most difficult problem that they're having right now in developing natural gas vehicle use is a fueling station. It's a difficult issue. What do you have first, the fueling station or the vehicles? And with this resolution, I think we're trying to...
Well, if you don't have the fueling station, the vehicles are going to be stationary.
Exactly. So. And in order to have a fueling station, private industry has to have some kind of incentive to provide that fuel. So we're trying to demonstrate that this is something that we want to actively pursue and therefore maybe accomplish both goals at once.
I guess my comment is that, you know, it's got zero fiscal note. It's kind of a empty-handed or empty-hearted gesture, really. I'm saying we recognize that this won't work without this infrastructure. Infrastructure costs money, and we pass a resolution with a zero fiscal note. I guess what I'm saying is it seems to me it'd really be more appropriate to have a bill that had a fiscal note and recognize that we need to do something. To approach it in any number of different manners, but...
Right now, the municipality is working on developing... They have one fueling station. They're working on developing another fast fuel station. There's a possibility that they're going to get federal funds to build that. So that's within Anchorage.
You know, if I was to vote for this, I'd be saying that I support infrastructure for refueling stations. But then if you bring a bill up to, say, fund $5 million to build a natural gas refueling station, I don't know. So you're putting me in a position of being a hypocrite. I'm not saying you. I mean, I'm just you being the generic hero that puts the bill forward on the floor. But I guess, you know, do we really mean that we support the development of infrastructure? We're not willing to fund it.
Well, Mr. Chairman and Representative, I don't think that we're asking for money right now to build the infrastructure because it might not be required that the state provide the money to build the infrastructure. Like I said, private industry could perhaps, you know, decide to build a natural gas fueling station if they deem it would be profitable. The municipality right now is working on getting their fueling station for Anchorage. I believe that some money is requested for this in their grant request this year. But, you know, nothing is directly attached with this bill. There's also a very good possibility of federal money.
I guess what bothers me is the fact that the resolution says we're supporting something, and I know well and good that we'll support it with lip service, but we won't do anything concrete. Thank you very much. I wasn't trying to blame any of this on you. I just.
Okay. Any other questions?
You had a bad day.
2 hours of Hess is enough for anybody.
Any other questions about the committee? What's the pleasure of the committee? Representative Mackey.
Thanks for remembering my name. I'd move CS for House Consent Resolution Number 12 out with a zero fiscal note with individual recommendations.
Is there any objections?
Object.
You object? Okay. You want to give us a roll call here?
Okay. Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Beebe?
No.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Mackey?
Yes.
Representative Fossey?
Yes. Okay. This bill is hereby moved out of this committee with individual recommendations. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
And this meeting is adjourned at 5:15. And our next meeting is on Thursday, but it might be canceled.